Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Drunk Tom Brady? No way!
Yeah!
No way!
Tommy, baby! Fuck yeah!
No way! It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. Your boy Feidelberg's not even considering sitting in a chair right now, ready to fucking rock.
I'm going to have to take my sweatshirt off at some point.
I can't believe you haven't already. You must be sweating.
I want to get ahead of that. I only have a tank top on today because I have to go.
Hey, take it off. Take it off.
You got to go do the loop challenge after this. And I just came right here just for this.
Johnny's going to be rocking the tank top. You got to go to the KFC Radio YouTube right now. If you're listening, stop and go to the YouTube to watch the video so you can see Johnny's going to be wearing a tank top soon enough. Because before we even started, your boy recorded a fucking music video, a Miley Cyrus music video. He was standing up on the chair just fucking rocking.
I honestly, there were a couple of points where I was like, ooh, I hit the beat there.
Like, it is. I assure you, you didn't.
It is.
I'm happy you felt that way, but I promise you.
It's like a found penny when a white person hits a beat. Like, got one.
Drop in the fucking ocean. It was a full-blown, you know, this room at times can be, last episode was dark.
Last
episode we recorded in a fucking morgue, you know?
Last episode, I think I threatened to commit suicide like 5 times.
John, last episode I described in detail about a 3-minute video of a double homicide, and it was like the fifth darkest thing on the show. I said, let life rape you, okay? I mean, last episode was pitch black dark, and so we needed to switch up the vibe. We started out with a little Miley Cyrus singing, a little dancing, although it was funny because John was standing on our studio chair, and the way the camera looked, it cut off like his head, and then you couldn't see that he was standing on the chair. So long story short, it looked like he just hung himself.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, well, it finally happened. Yep, we're
yin
here.
And yang, everything in balance, Kevin.
Well, the yin and the yang is apropos because as John was doing karaoke basically and filming this music video, he said, he looked down and said, you either get Tigger or Eeyore. I'm no in between. There's nothing in between. I'm either Tigger or Eeyore at all times, and we got Tigger today. So the wonderful thing about Tiggers is you're the only one.
I think we got Tigger for a little while. We've had Eeyore for quite some time.
I didn't know we were in the midst of an Eeyore spell. I usually know.
We were.
I didn't think you were because I thought No Guest January was fucking like hilarious. I thought we were firing on all cylinders.
We've been heavy Eeyore for like a month.
Really?
1 to 3 months where it's been
well,
heavy.
Well, wait a minute. That's
Eeyore.
A big difference. 1 to 3?
It's been one of those things where it started slow, and then like, the last month has been...
Because I was going to say, if it's been
the
one
last
month,
we've been fucking Danny DeVito. Like, Danny DeVito, Always Sunny, just like the news wouldn't work. Like, it's been the...
I just thought the 1 month would make sense as you were trying not to drink and torturing yourself like a goddamn idiot.
No, it's been... But I think that was like a, okay, we need to make a change thing, and then it just got worse.
Mm-hmm.
But the
you're out of it now, though. You know what? I didn't think it was. I didn't think there was anything wrong. I thought the episodes were great and everything was fine. But then, you know what it is? I thought you were firing on all cylinders. And what I've just learned from the Tigger experience here is that there's just another cylinder. There's a whole other cylinder that we can add to fire on.
It's my fucking tail. I bounce around on it. I'm trying to think how to like explain this. All right, I'm just gonna do it this way. we'll do a quick little mental health minute. I hate doing this. I think it's become a Twitter meme kind of deal where, like, everyone's like, hey, mental health. And I prefer to be just the sad clown that you can either laugh at because, like, I don't know. I don't take advice from you on, like, how to deal with mental health. I clearly haven't figured it out. Don't take advice from you on mental health, physics, how to apply a horseshoe. Like, none of those things. those are just things I don't know about. So I like to sit here and be an example of, like, what it's like to be bad. But I will give just a quick little piece of advice. And it's not advice no one's ever heard, but it's just say something. Like Monday, I told Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. That I changed was like, everything. You just said it and got it off your chest.
I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what I said. I was like, I think I just asked you. I'm like, am I bad? Because I am bad. And it was like a month of the hard month was like me. Like I just didn't think I had it anymore. I was like, I suck at this. And like people have said that to me forever, but I've never doubted it. And for like a month,
people said what? That you lost it?
No. Just like oh, you suck. I hate you. Fight over like that. Well, that. But no one ever said that to me. I'm sure they have, but I didn't see it in the last month.
Yeah.
It was just me being like, I can't do. Like I just don't have it anymore. And it was like I was just super, super, super fucking depressed. And like I couldn't even look you in the eye. Like if you look back, or, well, I don't know if you look back, but like I was like looking at your forehead. I was looking at your beard.
Jeez.
Because I was like in my head I sucked. And if I looked you in the eye, the eyes were telling me what I already knew. And they were just like, you fucking suck. Like I was like, Kevin's miserable doing this with me. Like he must hate this. And
you really are crazy.
in The Patriot when whatever his name is.
There's a weekly Patriot reference.
Well, I forget his name, but Benjamin Martin.
Okay.
And he comes in when he has General Cornwallis' his notebook and he's like, I've just been inside the mind of a genius. Everyone, you're about to be inside the mind of a psychopath. And I hated myself because I could see like inside of your head and it was reflecting back to me. And I couldn't, obviously, but it was like, I was like, Kevin just is misery. Can't wait to like end this fucking show. I'm dragging here. And
I'm like, January was awesome. I thought that was like our funniest episodes.
I was like so anxious. I was like, Monday was the like tipping point where I was trying to rip my own fingers off because I was like, I just want to get the fuck out of here so I stop ruining this. And it was, and I told you after the episode, and you were like, it was actually like you were so dismissive of it. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
There's not even a shred of truth to any of this.
Where I was like
sometimes if you say something and it's like, oh yeah, like that's going on, but like I'll downplay it. But this, I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta go. I got shit to do.
And it was. It was like that. And I was like, all right. So maybe I am being crazy. But then, like, definitely. Even Monday night, I was like sitting on my couch, like alone in the dark, and I was like, it might be time to call somebody. Not like a fucking. It wasn't like a fucking that bad of a thing.
It wasn't a suicide hotline.
But it was like maybe it's time to call a therapist and we'll schedule an emergency appointment for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll call her tomorrow morning. And I woke up yesterday morning and just felt like a million fucking bucks.
Yeah.
Like I'd been taking medicine at night to help me sleep. And I think that part of it where I was like, every morning I'd wake up and it was just like battling through a fog forever.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's almost like, I compared it to you, like, it's like being in the woods, like in like a fucking Cuban fucking cartel movie where they're like just like slashing through with a machete.
Yeah. Trying to get
and
through
it's like,
that.
Like just trying to fog, find like 1 second of peace to focus on a conversation or try and make a joke. And I just couldn't fucking do it. And then Tuesday morning, I woke up and I felt like a million bucks. And
Tuesday afternoon,
I felt like
Clubhouse.
Tuesday afternoon, I felt like Dogecoin. And then
to the fucking moon.
And then before bed last night, I was like, I actually stayed up really late, probably on account of the lack of sleep medicine I have now. but then also, like, I was like scared. I was like, if I go to bed, like, what if this
happens? What if I wake up? You want to ride that high?
And I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. Like a kid on Christmas. Like, I woke my girlfriend up. I was like, hey, I'm happy again.
Yeah.
She's like, all right.
Another 24. I get to do another 24. Let's do it.
7 a.m., dude. Leave me alone. And
I'm glad you're happy. I'm not now because you woke me up at 7 a.m., dick.
But, so that's it. Just fucking tell. Like, and honestly, not even like a therapist. Like, I don't know. I am still not very good at therapy because I just treat it like. Like a hooker I bought, and I'm like, well, no shit, you're telling me, fucking pay you to, and so it's like, but just like telling the person where you think you're disappointing. I thought I was like, I was like convinced. Kevin was like, I can't do the show with him anymore. He sucks so fucking bad.
It's so wacky. But that's where it really is. Like, you know, you're fucking crazy. But that's where it is. Like, your brain will just play tricks on you or convince you of things that are just not fucking
right.
True.
Once you think it's happening, like. Everything is just, it's a confirmation bias where you're like, I can see his eyes telling me, like, he fucking knows it too. Like,
absolutely.
I'm just, like, I'm an anchor here now.
It's like when we talk about, like, we always reference that thing with Jordan Peele where they, like, all the people studying his films were convinced that there was, like, symbolism.
Right.
Because they're looking for those things. And he was like, no, that's true. It's just, it was fucking made the bushes purple or whatever. Yeah, man. I mean, there was zero truth to that. I actually feel like bad that I probably was dismissive of it because it was just like, I don't know, this is not real. But then
the dismissiveness actually made it even easier. I was like, okay,
right.
Like,
right.
If you like laid it on thick and been like, you're doing great. I'd be like, he's fucking lying to me.
Right,
I knew it.
Right. That's probably what I would do if it was like a problem and I didn't know what to say. But there was no problem, so it was just like, there's no problem. The clubhouse we did yesterday or Tuesday on ATI, or the ATI we did in the clubhouse was some of the most fun I've had basically podcasting, because that's what clubhouse is, in a long time. That was fucking fun. And I think everybody, like, to a man and woman who was in there listening or participating, said the same thing. Like, everybody, I walked by Bailey, he was like, whoo, that clubhouse was something. Clubhouse right now is, like, all venture capitalists and, like, Silicon Valley and people talking about, like, technology. And then we came along and we were like, well, if, you know, I was having a threesome with Ryan Reynolds, like, whose dick would be where? Like, all this wild shit. But in
that was the one I felt good yesterday morning. And then that was what, like, really, like, made me be like, oh, because this is one of those things too, right? You just think, like, you're like, maybe I just, like, I don't know, this is just how I feel. Like, you get so lost in it that you forget how different you are.
Yeah.
Or at least different you feel.
Right.
And it was like, I think like 10 minutes into the clubhouse, I'd made myself laugh 10 times.
Yeah.
I haven't made myself genuinely laugh in at least a month and a half.
Yeah. I thought everything was funny in January, but then in that clubhouse, I was like, oh, you know, he's having a good game, if you will, you know, where, and then you said, I don't even remember what the reference was, but you said, I think you were talking about being Scrappy Doo in the corner jerking off or something.
No, I was Scrappy Doo. I was eating a fucking raw steak and just trying to, that's how I eat a pussy.
Oh, right. Because we were talking. So on the clubhouse, we were talking about.
I just got a fucking vulva pulling.
We were talking about the different looks and. And appearances of vaginas, and John made a Scrappy Doo reference that was really apropos, and I was like,
someone
oh,
actually
he's
sent
on
us
one.
Like a gif of it. It's like exactly what I meant. Just like
yeah. And that's when I and then you brought that up afterwards, because like, yeah, you know in this shit, in this job, it used to be more when you write a blog, but now when you like say a line or a joke on a podcast, you know when, like, you hit it, and when you're out of that fog and you're hitting it, it's like, if it feels different. It's like, oh, yeah, and this is what it's supposed to be
this
like.
This is actually me. This
right.
This isn't the,
right.
And it's probably, like, it's a million different things, but I'm sure it's, like, pandemic shit where, like, it is. I remember at the first start of the pandemic, we were like, this is easy, fuck it.
Yeah,
and then you go on 300 days in a row. Like, we were locked in for 2 weeks. We're like, fuck it, just sit here.
This
for
is
two
great.
Weeks. I can handle it.
Yeah.
300 days in a row, I'm sure everyone's kind of feeling it. So just fucking tell somebody. Tell the person that you think you're affecting how you feel. It'll help. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect, but it'll help immensely.
And if you need help otherwise beyond that, you need some supplements or medicines or whatever, you got a company like Roman to get your back. Roman is a one-stop shop for men's health that can get you everything from prescription-strength medicines down to items, little the swipes or the vitamins or lotions, anything for your hygiene, for your health, for your mental health, your physical health. And we've been talking a lot about the Roman swipes to make you last longer once you put it in, but you gotta be able to put it in, and sometimes that can take a little more, you know. Something a little more official, like, and that's where they come through with their ED medicine.
Better than a thumb, they say.
The thumb is what I had been using for a long time. Me and all the way back to the cavemen, we've been thumbing it in for a long time.
And Roman's got the wheel now, baby.
They invented the wheel. Man, the thumb The thumb is tried and true, but when you know, there's nothing worse than when you get in. When you're like at like 75%, hey, Johnny Tank Top's out. Subscribe on the YouTube. You get more look.
This is way
West
more comfortable.
Westport, Mass. I love it. There's nothing worse than when you're at like 75% and you get in. You know, scratch. Oh, this guy's so big, he can't even scratch his back.
I'm sweating. I know, like, you're not, you can't touch me. I'm too fucking
definitely not
moist.
Dead. Fuck that. You know when you get it in, but then you're like, wet. You can't see it.
No, but it's just sticky.
Yeah. Gross.
I'm like a kid who just got back from fucking lunch. Like just
from
like
lunch.
Yeah, you went out to recess, came in,
oh,
just got
okay,
like fucking
got
fruit roll ups.
I thought you were talking about being like so fat and you sweat when you eat.
Well,
not too. When you get it in, and then you like, but then it's like you can't. If this comes out, there's no way. You know what I mean? Like I'm in there right now, but like it's not gonna last. You know what I mean?
But
like,
also, it is the best when you get it in, and it's like a phoenix. Just
rising from the ashes.
Rising from the vagina juice. Like, it's like, guess who?
You might be a little bit too much back. Let's get you a little more depressed, okay? Let's get you a little more Eeyore. You're too much Tigger. Vagina juice.
I mean, vagina juice is hardly the most disgusting thing. That's a medical term, Kevin.
I don't know about that. I don't know if doctors are like, how's your vagina juice, lady?
You get a gynecologist on the horn, they'll tell you. They've studied vagina juice their whole lives.
Well,
disrespect their profession and their work.
What Roman's doing, they've got the ED medicine, and they're doing it for Valentine's Day because V-Day is a big night. There's a lot of pressure on Valentine's Day. Because, you know, it's stupid, but, you know, you're supposed to have some sort of, like, special sex on Valentine's Day, you know? And it's like, guess what? It's going to be the same, you know?
I mean, I haven't had special sex since my parents conceived me. Like, just, like, what is special? I've never had special sex
well,
in my
you know,
entire
on
life.
Valentine's Day, like, you know, the girl might go get some lingerie. Maybe you're going to do some anal. Maybe you're going to do some play with some toys. You're going to do some things that, you know, you don't usually do. But then that's like – it's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game. I saw – what was I seeing? I saw something – oh, do you know the Horrible Decisions girls? They're on Vice maybe. It's kind of like a Call Her Daddy type of thing. These two girls are just talking about fucking. And they put together a box that had like – lube and this and that, all these things for like girls for their vagina juice and whatever, you know. Yeah. And one of them was a butt plug, and I saw like a girl commenting on the Instagram being like, I've used everything in the box except for the butt plug, I'm saving that for my wedding night. And the girl wrote back like, oh, I don't know about that, because it's like your wedding night is even obviously more important than Valentine's Day. If you put it's like the big day, you're gonna do something wildly different and potentially, you know, catastrophic if you don't do it right, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's like Tommy getting a spray tan for surviving Barstool. You know, it's like, he was like, it's a big night. I'm going to change my skin color. That's always a dangerous game to play.
It's a rest versus rust thing. And I've always been firmly on the team of rust. I'd rather just keep playing.
Right.
I don't want this to be.
And just, you know, especially with sex, is like, how funny is sex in the sense that sex and golf, I've said this all the time, sex and golf are two things that the average guy, maybe girl, but I'll speak from the guy's point of view, think for some reason they're going to be a professional level performer, you know? Like a guy hops on the golf course and he shanks it into the woods and it's like, fuck, why am I not like par? Why am I not shooting par? It's like, yeah, like the best in the world struggle to be, you know, like one under. You're going to be like 10 over, of course,
you're
you know?
100 over.
Right. I was like, speaking for like the hole, like 10, oh, you know, like you're going to, it's going to, you know, par four, you're putting up 12 because that's, you know, it's like nobody steps on a basketball court and is like, I'm going to go dunk. No one expects
well,
to throw
no,
the ball.
Well, no, I disagree with that. Every time I've stepped on the basketball court, I've been like, this might be the time. Is that
well,
not
that
what
is...
everyone does? You don't run to the hoop right away and be like, nope, still barely getting net.
Well, I can't even, you know, I guess the last time I even did that was about 10 years ago. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'll always... see if I, but no, because I never, I, if I could once have done it, maybe I could capture it again, but I never did it.
I just think maybe like, maybe I got a good night of sleep last night.
Today's the day I got those bunnies. Yeah. Today's the day. I dunked on once, like my peak, I dunked on like, it was like 9.5. Like it was up there. And, or like 9 and change, maybe 9.5. It was one of those ones you can crank. So it was kind of like, as my therapist calls me. Sorry, brother. But that was my peak. And so I never really think I'm going to recapture it. But you know, you don't think you can throw a fucking football 60 yards. You don't expect to be able to do everything the pros can do. But golf, people expect to be like really good. And sex is like, you think you're going to be able to fuck like you see in porn? Like, absolutely not. You're like a schlub. You're a fucking, you can't pick that girl up and like throw her against the wall. You can't fuck for that long or as hard, but you think that you're gonna for some reason, you know?
But you can with Roman.
Well, that's the difference. So Roman comes in and gives you the extra supplements, medicine, and confidence you need so that if you do want to make Valentine's Day a big night, make sure you got Roman to help you. Because if you try to, you know, you bite off more than you can chew, you write a check that your ass can't cash on Valentine's Day. Well, now it goes from being a special night to like, well, you couldn't even give me the regular thing. You know what I mean? So go to GetRoman.com/KFC and you can get those swipes to help you last longer in bed, whether it's a regular day of sex, whether it's Valentine's Day with a big night. No matter what, you want to last as long as you can. So go to GetRoman.com/KFC and get that first month of swipes for just $5. Okay. So, yeah, I think, you know, you get your mental right and things everything else falls into place. I think, unfortunately for us, one of the things that stands in our way of the mental health is social media.
Yeah.
Particularly the bird, particularly Twitter.
My mom taught me that the other day.
Yeah?
Well, she thought she taught me. She's like, did you know that social media is something that hurts mental health? I've heard, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
Have you heard that cigarettes can cause cancer? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's the direct cause. I've said this before, and I truly believe it. I think that we will look back one day, scientists and scholars will be like, can you believe that they used to be on like Twitter and shit for like 20 hours a day? Like, of course that generation is fucked.
Yeah.
The same way that like we used to smoke cigarettes and get cancer and like drink during pregnancy and all these things that are like, holy shit. I think there's two things. I think we'll say, can you believe that everybody used to just be able to drive cars? They were allowed to operate the vehicles. One. And can you believe that people spent their time talking to like hundreds, if not thousands of people arguing about politics and even the harmless shit. Like when Twitter went full blown political, it was terrible. Mm.
But do you think we're dawn of a new day with that? You think?
I think we're in a new day, a dawn of a new day. Yes, I don't know how new, how different it will be. I think there's already been a shift.
Yeah,
like
there's Trump being off of it.
The end, like the election already having happened. Like
even that, like as we record this, like an impeachment hearing is happening. And like even that,
I didn't really know that.
Not
so,
even
yeah.
like that. Like, yeah, it's yeah. on the trending thing, stuff like that. But if you just look at your timeline, I follow a few media people, like news media people, and they're talking about it, but it's not something that's taking over my timeline.
I think between like the COVID, really the vaccine is out parade. And it's kind of, what?
Mostly the Bucks parade.
The Bucks parade?
Yeah. The Buccaneers
having the parade. I was thinking for some reason, I think the fucking Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, that's fair. It's their name.
Yeah. my brain wasn't too far off. I think the vaccine is here for COVID, so like we just got to kind of wait and see. The election happened. Trump's gone. There hasn't, police haven't killed anybody recently. There hasn't been like a fucking terrible tragedy. You know what kind of got brushed under was those FBI agents getting killed, though.
I don't.
Exactly.
I haven't even heard of this.
Like a week ago, like five FBI agents got killed, and they did not get their like proper due.
No,
shout out to those guys.
R.I.P.
And I believe I only saw like a headline at one point. I think they were like raiding somebody who like was like that had like crimes against kids, so like a real bad guy, and it was like a shootout.
John Wick pedophile.
It was kind of
kills five FBI agents and diddles children.
Right. I was like, that's what I mean. This whole story was like, what the fuck? So, but aside
someone killed five highly trained professionals.
I think it was five, right?
Dressed as fucking the guy from Blue's Clues.
Is anybody pulling that up over there? Like, No.
Yeah, that guy got a bad rap.
That guy gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues guy is not a pedophile.
Right.
He just cut his hair.
He just dresses like one.
Yes.
So, like, it's a fair
let me comment there. Actually, let me rephrase. Blue's Clues guy has not yet been found to be a pedophile. Because as we know, everybody who works with children, that's a single adult, particularly male, working with children, there's something going on. He's, you know, he's gonna
it's a problem.
Appear out of the woods and want to have a catch with your son one day. but the story that we all
believed
about
that. Was
to
that
be
in
true?
January? See, as I'm talking, I was real fogged up. I don't even remember telling that story.
That was fucking hilarious. Maybe it was at your expense because I was like, John should have been raped as a kid.
That's where I thrive.
But it was funny. Yeah, that's my brand. So anyway, Twitter has been, I think, a little bit better. You know, I mean, even like a lot of QAnon people, I think, were like, fuck, we were wrong.
Yeah.
Like a good chunk of them probably retired from being QAnon.
That was funny, like the day after the inauguration.
That was
right?
The best.
I'm just like, wait. What?
The amount of people who realize quick, you know?
And it wasn't. There's still plenty who haven't.
Right. There's still plenty who are like grasping onto the face swap thing. But there are plenty of people who are. Right. Face swap thing is one of my favorite things, like, ever. that might be the stupidest moment in, like, human history that, like, people thought that was actually happening.
It's.
Because you know me. I can get into the conspiracy shit.
It's second to the time I tried to put a horseshoe on.
Bro. That was. I meant to, like, circle back to that. I don't know where in the depths of your brain that became a reference, but the thought, I just had this thought in my head, and it's a fictional one. It better be a fictional one. But I just had this vision of just one single solitary KFC radio listener who for some reason thought you would be knowledgeable about horseshoes, who's like listening right now, and he's like, fuck, are you kidding
me? He's having a glass shatter moment.
This kid doesn't even know. I thought he was the horseshoe guy. Like, if you found out, you know, you found out that, like, I wasn't really a Mets fan or something, and it was all a lie, there's some guy being like, I've been telling my friends John is a horseshoe expert. What the fuck, man? So disappointed. So Twitter is better. But ultimately, the reason I say, like, sometimes even, like, you know, like, politics, Twitter is, like, the worst. But even, like, I'm arguing about, like, sports sometimes, and I feel like it's escalating. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I was arguing about Brady, and people are just being like, you know, like, you fucking cheated on your wife. And I'm just like, God damn it. I just want to talk about fucking sports, you know? So it's a terrible place. And I would love to get off of it. Can't, though. But because of this PFT Darren Rovell argument,
mm-hmm.
potential fight, I started to think about it. So PFT and Darren Rovell are going back and forth. Rough and Rowdy's in the air. Jose Canseco just made $1 million. And did Darren start this with that tweet, or was there already some back and forth going?
I think PFT might have jokingly said on the podcast or something like that. I'm not going to.
So Darren Rovell tweeted, I'll fight PFT commenter at Rough and Rowdy for $2 million. Which, you know, what's so scary, and I use the word scary about Rough and Rowdy. Other people probably think it's awesome and an opportunity. But, like, Rough and Rowdy makes things possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything is possible! Mm-hmm. Where it's like, we are now a big enough company with enough resources and popularity that, like, those two could fight. And they would make enough money. They would blow the Canseco out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
Which I mean, already it was
big. It was an old washed-up guy who, like, you know, people on the internet know, but really doesn't have much of an internet presence. I don't
right.
think he had that one stretch 10 years ago where mm-hmm. he was hot on Twitter.
And versus mm-hmm. Billy, who's, you know, Billy's in the mix with PMT, but he's not PFT. So, right. like, you know, you got two of, honestly, I hate him, I love him. You got to call him one of the most, like, popular people on the internet, mm-hmm. or known, you know, like, recognizable. So, $2 million is possible, but PFT came back over the top with a counteroffer with basically the internet version of an I Quit match. He said, I win, you got to delete your Twitter. Now, Darren, I mean, almost, I want to say, in his defense, he can't do that. That would be like, I mean, that'd be like, for me, like, giving, like, you have to delete your podcast or something like that. It's just like,
but
it's his lifeblood.
Like, the stipulation isn't you can't start another podcast.
True.
But you have to get rid of your, what's he have, 2 million followers, probably something like that? You get rid of your 2 million followers.
I don't think Darren would get many of those back.
I don't think so either.
You know, so I think he's like, there are some people grandfathered in. It takes a lot to, like, unfollow someone. I think, you know, if he were to do it now, like, he got in early. He's smart. I mean, I hate that he became a weasel, because there was a time where both you and I think agreed. Or I remember being like, I like Darren Rovell's Twitter account. Like, I think it's kind of interesting and quirky. And
I didn't when he added anything personal about it.
Yeah,
but
I
liked his, like, weird little
right.
I've had to unfollow him because I just cannot
yeah,
stand
agree.
Him.
I mean, once I had my thing with him, too, I don't like the guy.
I don't even, like, internet dislike him, where it's like, oh, you're annoying, Rovell. Like, I genuinely do not like him as a person.
So then PFT said, you can take the money if you win. If I win, all you got to do is delete your account. Can you make that bigger again? So he then came back and said, I have no doubt I will beat you.
I mean, that's like, see, this is why I fucking hate him. That's just not realistic. PFT played like fucking professional rugby.
Yeah.
He's going to kick
PFT
your fucking ass, you little dork.
Run your shit. Now, I will also say, if there is any potential this really happening, that's the fight game and that's the promotion. You know,
right.
If he's going into like the Don King mode, you got to say that I have no doubt I'll beat you. But he said, not surprised to hear PFT has put out two ridiculous conditions on the fight, that I delete my Twitter if I lose and that I renounce that I win. Northwestern. The fact that like Darren would take that seriously is just like,
oh,
so
he's
funny.
Gotten more and more serious about it.
Yeah,
where Ravel was like, I don't even know what that means. But he's like, let me get you a dictionary. Like, he's like, renounce my degree. How do, like, what does that even mean? He's like, renounce your fucking
it.
Degree.
Say I renounce my degree. So
he was like, you can't be a Northwestern fan anymore. Like, you no longer get to root for wrestling. You don't get to claim Northwestern. And Ravel's like, I think PFT might have even dropped the Twitter account and then left
and
it just
said
at that.
Renouncing.
And Ravel refuses that too.
So that's why you know he's really like, he just wants the attention. And but it does pose the question about deleting your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was doing the rundown with Dan. And we brought it up. Do you know what Dan threw out as his, like, not even, you know, we didn't really get into it, but he was like, yeah, I would probably delete it for. What do you think he said?
I don't know if it's going to be low or high. It seems like it's an extreme number. Dan doing it for, like, $10 wouldn't surprise me. Dan doing it for $50
million
wouldn't surprise me.
He said $20
million. Okay.
And I was like, you better delete your fucking account. I was like, Dan, I don't know what kind of money you're bringing in these days, but for $20 million.
Yeah, $20 million, I'm fucking out.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
I would do it for, so here was my thought. I think I would do it for a low number. Low, like, there is business value in it for us. So it would probably.
$2 million is, I think $2 million is too low for me.
I don't think it is. So this was my logic. It is low from, like, the value, I think. But I want to get off Twitter.
Yeah, but I want to get off Twitter too. I want to stop working. I want all this stuff.
I want to learn
and
how to.
I want to retire.
Horseshoe a horse.
Apply horseshoes, obviously. But the
but I think that would be enough incentive. So I want desperately to stop using Twitter and to focus all my effort on Instagram and TikTok and now Clubhouse, because Twitter sucks. Twitter is useless. Not useless. But in our world, there's some, like, core value to the stoolies. But
Twitter
in the big
is
picture,
noticeably dying.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Now,
we are on a we put all of our eggs into a basket. We all jumped aboard the Titanic, and it is sinking, and it sucks, and the young people don't like it. Jackie can't, like, figure it out. She's like, this fucking sucks. You know, like, this thing is useless. Now,
I got it.
But
you
hate
it, right?
What are you talking about, you idiot? And then I'm like, TikTok, what's that?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I can't figure out a new app. Makes
right.
sense.
And so if I could get off of it, force myself to, like, all right, every time I was going to send a tweet, just, like, say, somehow figure out a way to put that on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and then I had $2 million in the bank. If I was talking about, like, just the value and not, like, my personal desire to get away from it, probably $5 million.
I just say five.
Yeah,
five is a fair number. Because again, I'll just start another one. Probably I wouldn't. That's actually a problem where I wouldn't end up being gone. I wouldn't achieve my goal. I'd be
You'd
like
come back on with
I'd come try back
to grow
like,
another
once
one.
I fucking scratched a hole in my arm trying mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. find something to do with my fingers.
Yeah. Now, if I had like a couple million followers like Dave, like then you know that becomes a different story. Because then I think even if the app is dying, if you have the access to that many people. Then I think there's just like more value in it, but I'd love to get off it. And all these things always kind of then pose then another question of like, if you were a regular person, do you think you would have social media and how much would you use it? Because I see, you know, some friends of mine and people I know and girls that I've dated and family members and people that I've been around that like. I'll watch him just fire off tweets into the abyss for like zero likes, zero retweets, zero replies.
It is,
and I'm like. What like would I do that? I don't know.
But that I think that's almost like the like a professional athlete seeing someone play basketball like
yeah.
in the park. You're like,
right?
You're not even good at this,
right? Why are you
like,
doing it?
But no one's making. You're not making any money. Why are you doing
this? Like that inherently has, like, I went to the court and I shot some hoops, and there's some fun in that. Like, subjecting yourself to the hellscape that is Twitter.
Well, I think there it's
their version isn't.
It's probably not a hellscape. Yeah. Someone who just doesn't have, like, mentions and shit like that. Like, if you just follow your friends, it's probably a pretty nice experience.
I mean, I remember when I was on Facebook before I was a professional in it, and I would just, like, throw out jokes on my status, whatever it's called.
Right? Oh, it's a big joke status guy.
Right. And
big joke
and
status guy, and then in high school, big fake drunk status guy.
Really? Like, you were, yeah?
Not fake drunk. I would be drunk. I would just look drunker than I was.
Where like, wait, like misspell
like
stuff?
Misspell a word or something.
Wow.
Like that. I don't even know if it was.
So fucked up.
It was like not even like, it would be a regular thing. Right, it wouldn't be like, I'm drunk, but it would be like a regular thing. And, like, yeah, I'd add an extra R or something like that. And it wouldn't be intentional. I just wouldn't fix it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'd be like, nah, never mind. That's fucking cool. Yeah. It's like a scar on a Facebook status. Like, whoa, something nefarious has happened here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I probably would do it to some extent. I guess, you know, you're just kind of playing, like, stand-up comedian. You know, you're getting these tweets off where it feels like, you know. What's the deal with, you know, but
and fucking it's like the meme where it's like my three followers who like every tweet. Mm-hmm. It's all your followers.
Yeah.
All of your followers are just like, ah, classic.
I'll give you a like.
Love
man. I mean, then you see these people, they get their like Twitter,
I have one
Twitter
friend
click.
Who uses Instagram like he is Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And like he is just constantly
roughly how many followers?
I'll check right now. And like he like refers to himself in the third person.
Oh no.
No, but it's my favorite account to follow because it's like
and
my
he's
best
doing
friend.
It like unironically?
Or is it, yeah. Like, yeah, it's unironically. And it's like it is I don't know, like no, I don't know if it's unironic. He's
Do I know this person?
On, yeah. Wow. He's putting on a show. But it is like it's just
I mean, Logan Paul doesn't even refer to himself in the third person.
Just look at that. Yeah, like look at the first paragraph.
And I knew I
like the first sentence.
So okay, now that so he's joking, like knowing this guy,
he's putting on a show,
right.
But it is like it's. Yeah. I mean, that's what like vloggers do and stuff like that. And it is
this man. We need to succeed in this life. And, like, write a screenplay or whatever about this man. There are certain people. You know,
I mean, actually, like, I've referenced his friend before. It's the friend who got fired by
his accountant. Yeah.
Not from. Like, he didn't have an accounting job. He had an accountant. And the accountant said, you're no longer my client. Never in history has an accountant fired somebody who clearly needs financial help.
We need to take, like, we need to write a story of a movie one day. And the character needs to be. Like an amalgam of like your biggest idiot friend, my biggest idiot friend, put together like make this Frankenstein, like a couple traits of us, and just make it the funniest goddamn fucking movie in the world. I actually believe, and I think this is probably like narcissistic and or there's like a small view of the world because I think everybody might have this, but I think that like my crew of friends are exceptionally funny.
Oh,
like extraordinary. You know, like I think I am where I'm at today. Because I like had all these stories with them and would be able to draw on like their tale and like
I think you'd be here anyway. I wouldn't if I didn't have I'd have nothing.
If you weren't like a storyteller, right?
Yeah. Like if it wasn't for like the stories I had, then I'm out.
Yeah. But those are a lot of your stories.
I'm a landscaper. You, at least you still work at Deloitte. I'm a fucking landscaper. If
but
I don't
your
have
stories
those.
Are your stories. I don't have many like. My stories are always like, I was there when my buddy did this.
Yeah, but it's all like that. Because those friends or because.
But that's why I think it works for me. Is like, I think when you're that person who's that crazy, you're not like. Like, I was like the internet nerd who liked to blog and liked to do this shit, who had those experiences because of the crazy guy. I don't know if the crazy guy can do the internet nerd part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I will take that and I will. Put it to the internet.
You're Kramer.
And luckily,
or
you're
Jay Peterman.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I always kind of said I was like the Mitch Martin of my crew from old school. Like, I had a friend who was Frank the Tank, and I had like the slick talking, fast talking friend like Vince Vaughn was. And, you know, everybody had their role. And then Mitch was like, he was the party guy. He was partying. He was at the party, but he was the guy who was just like, you know, and he was like, oh, fuck, I fucked the boss's daughter. Like, every now and then you do have a story, but for the most part, like the straight man, you know? And that's like why I was able to be here today. But I guess, you know, if I didn't have the following, would I just be out there on Twitter, like just being that Mitch Martin? I guess, who's to say I wouldn't be? I would probably fall in line, like whatever the normal people do. is what I would do.
Right.
I just can't tell if, like, I have some friends who are, like, not on social media or don't use it at all, and some who are, you know, pretending that they're, like, a blogger. But I don't know where I would fall.
I think I would fall. I wouldn't have it. I didn't have Twitter until Barstool.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a Twitter account.
Right.
And granted, that was 10 years ago.
I had it for sure not. I never had, like, a personal Twitter. It was like, I got to get these, like, blog links out. So I always used it for work, if you will. But I never – Facebook was the only thing I ever just did for, like, personal fun, if you will.
Yeah. And that was – and, like, this is so long ago that, like, I would get mad when I didn't get tagged in pictures when girls took digital cameras out. Like, it is
– Folks, that's a real thing.
Like, I'd be sending texts in the morning, like, are you going to fucking tag me? Like,
Jackie, do you have any idea with, like, what we're talking about in that regard? Like, we used to go out –
Girls would be in clubs with hands up with a fucking –
thing around the wrist.
Not Nokia, Nikon. Just hanging from their wrist, like dancing to fucking
Miley
Cyrus.
And they would take
Cyrus.
Pictures and then upload them to Facebook the next day, and you had to like tag everybody so that it would like be on
I imagine
account.
Tagging still exists, right? But it's just a digital channel.
I haven't been on Facebook in forever.
Facebook completely like skipped over my whole whatever. But there's like, I mean, it's not the same.
Do you,
now girls have disposables. Disposables. Have
that kind of came back around as like a retro hipster thing.
But it's not like
tagging. Do you ever have a digital camera?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Okay. I was actually huge, like, whatever.
You were kind of into photography?
No, but, like, I thought I was, you know. Or,
but that's what I mean. Like, you took like, an interest in it. Like, yeah. would an average girl your age ever have a digital camera, or is it all just on your phone now?
Like, now?
Yeah, or, like, when you were in college or whatever. I just can't, like, why would you have a digital camera? You'd have your fucking phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't
how old? I think we've had this conversation with the younger people, but you might be the youngest. Yeah. How old were you when you got a camera? Phone.
Oh, I was, like, fifth grade. But I was like, I had convinced my parents. I thought I like had convinced them that everybody had one, and then
like a liar,
yeah. Like yeah, and then I got one like early, and
fifth grade, man.
So yeah,
and did you like start with an iPhone? What was your first?
Oh my god, no, no, I started.
Don't say that. That's it was probably like your second phone. What year was that?
20.
Because the iPhone came out in like 2006. Seven, I want, or eight,
before
six,
that,
six, seven, something like that.
Yeah, it might have been 7, 8, something like that.
You know what's so funny? I remember because you know my brother's always on like he always has the new app, the new technology, the cutting edge, whatever. So he was like big into the iPhone, and I remember being like, I don't know, man, it's just like a phone. I don't get it.
Yeah,
like I don't think this is a big deal.
I remember being furious, and I actually I'm back to this person. Although I'm not anymore because I'm in a good mood. I text now. That was another thing in the bad news. Yeah. Like if you go back and scroll through our texts. I'm sure I'm just saying, like, two-word answers mm-hmm. because I was like, I just going to get this conversation before Kevin actually yells at me.
What the fuck?
But the...
goddamn crazy.
What I was going to say is that I remember seeing a Verizon texting commercial for the first time. I vividly remember it. People were at a concert. They were, like, calling. It's like, I can't hear you. And it's actually a pretty good example. And then it's like, where are you? And then they give, like, the directions.
Right.
And it's like, texting is here.
Yes,
and
yes,
I was like,
yes.
Why the fuck would I want to do that? Just call me. And it is now the belief I hold again.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a stretch where it was like, I can't believe I ever disliked texting.
Yeah, texting changed the world for I just can't get over fifth grade, man. A fifth grade phone is wacky. I think I had anal sex before I had a fucking phone. I mean, it's just a different goddamn world. But so final answer for you, Twitter. Do you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I think we settled on five.
Five,
yeah.
But I would do it for two with the mindset of, like, go on Instagram
it's also,
instead, you know?
Like, you come to me with a $2 million check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, if you put $1 million on the table, I don't think I'd turn it down for, like, almost anything.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, because, again, like, I would probably just invest my time in other apps.
Other things, yeah.
Are
more important.
Ways.
Yeah, like, I think better.
Yeah.
It's crazy that we've guessed... Twitter and YouTube, man. We put all our eggs in the YouTube in the Twitter basket, and we ignored YouTube for so long.
That one was kind of forced on us.
Yeah. I think we should be more mad about that.
Show them how mad you are. Go follow us on YouTube.
Serious. These motherfuckers just follow us. Subscribe. We got to subscribe.
Whatever!
That's how not YouTube savvy we all are here. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. I'm talking to you guys now. I'm talking to the Barstool audience. And I get it because I am this guy too. The way I use YouTube, I get sent a link and I click it. I open that. I watch that. Or I go to YouTube and I type in like Pennsylvania snow gun murder. And then I watch the video and then I X out. The whole bottom half of YouTube, I don't even look at. And that's where it's like recommended for you, and here are you, who you subscribe to, and here's what's trending. And that's how people like really use that mega popular platform. And I think most Barstool fans are like me, where it's just like, I don't, you know, there are people who subscribe and have their channels and they log into YouTube and that's their entertainment for the night. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm going to watch this vlog and then this live stream here and it's all set up and it's perfect and it's fucking amazing. It's like this video content, TV, movie, streaming platform that I think our audience just does not use it that way. It's almost in a way like TikTok where it's just like, it's just not our style. However, we have to be big on YouTube. It's like not an option not to be. So I'm like, how can I get...
When
like,
we get 100,000 subscribers, we'll do something crazy. I don't know what it is. We'll figure it out. So just go
not
subscribe.
Not a bad idea.
And I'll fucking...
It's not a bad idea.
I don't know. I don't know. I was going to make a suicide joke, and then my brain went, I don't want to.
Hey, like, that's progress.
If I get to 100,000, I'll kill myself. No, I'm not going to.
That is progress. But it is like, I'm trying to think of like the way to get an entire audience. You know, everything else we've ever asked you guys to do, it's like, follow this account on Twitter. It's like 100,000 followers right away. Donate to this cause, $100,000 right away. You know, like do this, watch that, all these things people do. Download our apps, bet with the sports book. And then we ask, you know, can you subscribe to YouTube? And it's like, we get like 5,000 subscribers. And it's not like I'm angry about it. I'm not knocking you guys, but it's like, it is just this thing that the audience, that our audience doesn't do. When every comic, everybody we listen to, you all right?
I can't even see my shoulder out.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's crazy.
Getting old, brother.
It's crazy. I don't even know what I was doing.
This is what?
Subscribers, not
subscribers. Okay. This is so infuriating, bro. And it's up, though. It is up.
It's up.
Because it was embarrassing at one point. This is for the KFC Radio one. I think for the Kevin Clancy show.
For the KFC Radio one, it's 75% of people that are watching are not subscribed at all.
24.7% of you are subscribed, and I thank you for that. 75.3% will watch the videos, complete the videos, enjoy the videos, and then you're just not subscribed. And again, I get it because I am so hypocritical when it comes to this. I just do the same thing to other shows and other comics. It's like, that was a great video. I'm not going to subscribe. And we just need to flip that. I think the Kevin Clancy show one is like 95.5. It's so bad. Like 95% of people watching are not subscribed. And I'm just like, yeah, you guys are fucking
just hit it
killing
me.
Because that's the other thing too, is you don't like, it's not like you have to have a YouTube username or a handle. It's just your Gmail. And it crushes me when I just see like other shows, other people who are good, but I know less popular than us, have been in the game way shorter than us, and have way more subscribers, and it absolutely crushes my soul.
It's 96.4 on the Kevin Clancy channel.
It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
Down?
It's so embarrassing.
That means more people are watching, but they're still just not subscribing.
It's
so please,
like,
please subscribe.
I'm literally just begging you to subscribe if you watch the, or even if you don't watch them, please. It's the one thing, like, we have the power of Barstool where we can always count on, like, oh, we'll blow that out of the water. We'll blow past that dollar amount. We'll blow past that follower amount. We'll do. And then there's YouTube, the most popular platform on the planet that we have just been.
I think that we should get you guys to do something at 100,000.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Have you seen the Are You Garbage guys have their Patreon up? If you go to the Are You Garbage Patreon and subscribe if you're not. They have, you know, levels when we get to all these things. We'll do this. We'll do that. And I think, like, the peak one they have right now, and they're all garbage, like, behavior.
Uh-huh.
So Foley, Uncle Foley and Aunt Kippy are going to go to like one of those Poconos, like honeymoon suites with like the hot tub. Uh-huh. And they're going to like spend a night in one of those trash fucking hotel motel experiences together. The Are You Garbage guys.
I have an alarm set for this.
When is it at? When's it?
9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight. Are You Garbage comes out with their card game. I talked to Foley and I said, we got to get you in to promote it. They have their own version of like Answer the Internet coming out, which is maybe even like a better hook than Answer the Internet, if I'm being totally honest. Answer the Internet's an unbelievable hook, but bringing all of the garbage questions to a deck of cards is absolutely fucking spectacular. So tonight, or tomorrow, I guess yesterday, right? By the time you listen to
this.
Yes. So it's already on sale now if you guys are listening. The Are You Garbage card game is out. So for example, the one question they have, anyone in your family ever own a Dodge Neon? Like, you're garbage. Garbage, yo. Anyway, they have those like levels to do something stupid. So let us know. How about this? You guys can pick the dumb things that we have to do at these levels, but then you have to get to the levels.
What if we make something that we've been talking about? Like, what if we make like a teaser for one of the movies we've said we're going to make or something like that?
That's a bit ambitious, I think.
Well, let's make a movie.
I don't know if I'm going to make a movie.
A teaser.
But. No, yeah, we could promise some content. We could promise, you know, I think people love to just see us get embarrassed and mortified in ways. Yeah, but I would like to, you know, what are we at now? Almost 50,000?
We're at 43.
So let's pick a 50,000 and then 100,000. And then because I'll be honest, like getting to 100,000 feels like I'd be happy with that. But we're talking, I mean, our like competitors and our contemporaries are like in the millions. We are so fucking far behind. It just kills me thinking that KFC Radio was on YouTube in 2012. And if we had just stuck with that and been allowed to stick with that, we'd have 10 years of subscribers. And then particularly like when we tried to do the vlog and we did Answer the Internet, we like petitioned the powers that be, like, let us do YouTube. And we're told no, which I understand because I'm sure at the time they were like, yo, you know, these fucking internal players like pay the bills. So you have to do it. But then to turn around and be like, why aren't your YouTube numbers up? It's like, well, come on. That's not fucking fair. That's not fucking fair. That's like telling somebody to like, you know, you got to hit for contact. Stop swinging for the fences. And then in 2 years being like, your power numbers are way down. Like, come on.
The video podcast also will be out sooner than it is right now. Right now it's been going out at 8. We're going to be releasing it at noon the day the podcast
drops. Yeah, that was a valid point from people being like, well, I want to listen to it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays we come out? Tuesdays and Thursdays when it drops. But, you know, the audio's out way before the video. So we're going to try to fix that and make sure it's out almost, you know, simultaneously. Yeah. So.
And also, just like every Wednesday, we have our premium content that we put
Prime
out.
It's time.
One thing I learned
behind the blog. Behind the Blog is out now with Kate. Yo, Kate, this interview was awesome. I feel like people think I'm disingenuous because every time I do Behind the Blog, I say this like it's amazing. But the people who are at Barstool are all obviously some of the most like unique personalities in the world to work at a place like this. And Kate was just raw as fuck. She was just talking like, you know, she's like, I fucking loved cocaine. I was partying hard. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was like a disappointment. I needed to turn my life around. So I went to the military and it was like low and then high and then like funny and dark. Like, I mean, you know, she's talking about the divorce she went through and suicide and like, I mean, things that I was just like, holy shit. I got my Barbara Walters on where I was just like, we're getting like confessions and admissions and like all these crazy things. So that's out now. So, I mean, there is just a lot of good shit on our YouTube and we are talking about doing some like original content as well. So long story short, please subscribe. So we obviously got our voicemails coming up. It's Am I the Asshole Thursday. No interview today. It's just me and Johnny, me and Tigger over here. but first we got a hypothetical to pose to you.
You have to be careful with Tigger.
It's a tough one.
I strive to one day have the confidence of the man who named a jigger. And like the bartenders.
Pass me the jigger!
And the bartenders who yell it across. Yeah. The fucking thing, like the shape, like a like an upside down triangle. Like pour
pouring thingy,
into.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Okay, Johnny, hypothetical, hit me.
Okay, so this was breaking news. I guess it's a very old quote, I believe, but it is... You know, it's in the media today. Nope, it's actually not. The tweet is from September 16th. It's just re-viral right now. Yeah. Randy Johnson,
the
once
big
had a quote,
unit, one of the best nicknames ever. By the way,
this is when he's on Seattle. So this is a young.
Oh,
Randy.
This is when he was like wild man.
This is
when John Kruk in the All-Star game. This, like, Randy Johnson used to be like, I don't know where the ball's going, and you might like take your head off.
I remember? Yeah, Kevin. It was on 1992, the year in sports.
When he put the helmet on backwards
and
was, like, standing in the back of the box.
Yeah.
Yes. Amazing.
Wait. Maybe. No, I'm pretty sure that was it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the one that was
in 92, the year in sports. Yeah.
But Randy Johnson said, I don't own a gun, but I keep a bag of baseballs near our bed. If someone breaks in, they better be wearing a batting helmet because I'm going to throw with their fucking head. I added fucking just for effect.
Well, he was thinking it.
Yeah, he was thinking it. Now, I was thinking...
That is one of the most impractical weapons of all time.
Oh, I completely disagree. I was like, would you rather break into a house in the middle of the night? And maybe you don't know whose home it is. Maybe you just don't know what weapons they keep bedside. But you break into Randy Johnson's house and Barry Bonds' house. Mm-hmm. Randy's got a ball, bag of balls. Barry's got a bat. Who are you more worried about?
Okay. I was going to compare it to him talking about the gun.
Oh, heavens no. No, a gun beats a baseball. I'll admit that.
So, rock, paper, scissors, gun beats ball. I will say there's pros and cons to all this. Randy, you know, to hit me with a bat, you got to be close enough to hit me with a bat, obviously. Randy Johnson... That could be a hallway away. You know, I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the living room rifling through his shit to steal it. He's fucking throwing, like, down the stairs at me. Yes. However, there's, you know, he's got to, like, you know, you see that coming in a way. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to get the balls, get in front of you, wind up.
But he's not taking a wind up. He's throwing quick throws, and they're still coming in about 89. I mean, about mid-90s. He's not catching a home invader. He's not throwing them from the fucking stretch.
No, yeah, but I'm trying to think of it like realistically. Like I'm in the living room. I'm trying to like get the TV off the wall, and I'm like running down the stairs, and then he like stops like in the doorway, and he's got his bucket of balls, and he just starts. What is he? You know, is it like? Like, is it like, bah, 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 bah? Or is it like, you know, he's got to throw, and then I'm moving, and then I'm running. I don't know. I feel like
I think Randy Johnson kills me one shot.
One shot? I don't know.
I think
not sitting here saying that I'm going to be like fucking dodgeball, like evading Randy Johnson's, you know, fastball. I'm just saying I don't know if it's the most practical weapon.
Bro, you ever seen
weapon.
Like the players, like in the, like playing catch with the kids in the outfield, where they just sandlot the kids, and they're like, just hold your glove right there.
Yeah.
And then it's, boom, I'll hit you there. And they're like.
But they stay still. I'm moving.
But they can just put it wherever they want.
Yeah.
Like if you're moving, but like if I get one in the chest, shoulder,
that, well, that's
gut,
once you get hit, once you're done,
then I'm done.
Because then you're like on the floor, and then he's just
and guess what,
pounding you. Baseballs.
My head is just going to be mush.
Do you remember? Did you watch The Leftovers?
I didn't finish it, but I did.
Do you remember the scene when they tied that girl to the fucking tree and then hit her in the face with rocks?
Yes. Yes, I did see that one.
That was one of the hardest scenes I've ever watched on TV, and there's those rocks just thumping off of her face. That would be me just getting, you know, peppered with Randy Johnson 100 mile an hour fastballs.
And now Barry Bonds.
What a Frankenstein that would be. Yeah. Imagine that. Like
John Dowd he's good with the bat. You remember John Dowd?
Another name.
John Dowd was Barry Bonds in the video game.
Yes.
I believe he was a video game developer. It's like MLB The Show. I think John Dowd, because he wasn't in the MLB.
That's one of the cockiest things. Jordan in NBA basketball games and Barry Bonds in MLB games when like
Bill Belichick in NFL games.
Really?
Yeah, you're just any coach.
Interesting.
But I was thinking about with a bat, like you just, and now Bonds is quick, so he'll probably catch me, in which case the bat is definitely worse. Mm-hmm. But like you kind of only get one swing. Like you get, like even if you're chasing me down a hallway, you can't really swing it. You can go overhand. I don't know. Maybe never mind. It might be bad.
I was going to say.
It might be bad.
Very, you know, he wields that thing like it's just a fucking, like a
toothpick.
A drumstick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop. Like the way we would have a mini bat, he has like a fucking, you know, 38 ouncer or whatever the fuck he uses where it's just. Bow, bow, bow. Like, he's not even using it like he's swinging a bat. He's just using that as, like, a weapon where he's just clocking you. Whereas I feel like there's a little bit more of a chance to evade a ball being thrown at you from some sort of distance, you know?
Tell that to that fucking bird.
Oh, that bird is one of my favorite. There you go, Nick. It's one of my favorite. Sports moments. I mean, this is...
God, it fucking explodes.
It pops. Jackie, you ever seen that clip?
No.
Watch this. Pop!
A bird!
Jackie, I mean, how amazing. Like, the chances of that, literally.
I mean, has it ever happened before or ever again?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I bet you, like, so much baseball's happened. I mean, the feathers. It looks like, you know what it looks like? In movies, when girls have pillow fights and they're just literally a pillowcase filled with flower with feathers. And they just explode everywhere. I mean, it absolutely pops.
You guys are such guys. You're like, oh, that's so cool.
It is cool.
That's cool.
It's one of the coolest things that's ever happened.
No. Ever. It's not just sports. It's not only is it one of the coolest, one of the most entertaining. It's the most. It might be. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. The most improbable thing that has ever happened.
Who's ever seen a bird fly that low?
In the world, there's a baseball game happening with that man on the mound, and a bird at the exact time swoops in, and like his height, 6'10", the way he throws it, like the amount of things that went into that happening. I can't imagine. Can you try to see if this ever happened before or after, Nick? I can't imagine it has, and I can't imagine it ever will.
I don't think so.
And if it ever does, so like when it first happened, people, I'm sure it took a few seconds to put it together, and they were probably like, wow, oh my God. If you're at a game right now and the Randy Johnson happens, I would go insane. You're like, Keegan, we just witnessed something. Like, forget about Halley's Comet. Forget about these things. I mean, that happens once every trillion years, and it happened twice.
74.
74 is
probably 74, 76, something like that. Yeah,
it's just it's the
I know
most
that because of Mark Twain. Mark Twain was born the day Halley's Comet
died the same day, right?
Died the day after it passed.
It's incredible,
and he predicted it years before.
Really,
he's like I was dropped off here by Halley's Comet. If I'm not picked up, I will be very disappointed.
Ha! That's awesome.
So I guess we should probably look into how he died though. If he committed suicide,
hail Bob, you know, gotta get on that comet and go. Shout out to the big unit. You know what? The big unit was such a fucking pussy on the Yankees.
I forgot he's ever on the Yankees.
Exactly. He was like, he got the media owned him. He wasn't very good. That he's the guy I point to when I'm like, yo, that like people don't hack it in New York, and they're like, that's like bullshit. Like if you're a gamer and you can do it, it's like, mm-mm.
Yeah, but he was like old.
He was old, but
he still had that fire.
When they signed him, I remember like
he's
definitely old because he was in the game for a long time. But it was not like he was like washed up. I mean, he was definitely like on the decline.
Did they sign him as an ace? Like thinking they found an ace, or was it just like here's a guy?
They were stacked so much so like at the time that like I don't know who their ace was, but. I remember being like, oh, fuck, like Randy Johnson's in the Yankees now. And then I was like, oh, this is not – I'm not even like, you know, like worried about it.
People have come close to hitting birds. And like one got skimmed through in this video, but no one has blown up a fucking bird.
That's like actually crazy Randy that like it hit, but it was okay. This one like just gets by.
Yeah, it's a lot of like close calls it looks like. You can't actually see like hitting. Yeah.
So that's what I mean though. It's like – so – you know, there's a lot of birds and a lot of pitches being thrown.
He only played 1 year there? So 2008 Yankee pitchers, really he's not.
Wow. See, that's how fucking bad he was. I mean, it was after his Diamondbacks time, obviously. In 2001, they...
Maybe I'm not looking at like...
No, look. Okay, here it is. So they got him in a trade in 2004 from the Diamondbacks.
Oh, okay.
So like, you know, he was just the World Series MVP in 2001, you know?
But I mean, like he wasn't on the roster in 2007. So at most, he was there for two years.
Yeah, it was quick because I mean, he just flamed the fuck out. But shout out to Randy Johnson for killing a bird and giving us one of the best moments of all time. Before we get into our voicemails, I'm on the asshole. John had an interaction with his New York City super that is one of the darkest, but I gotta call a spade, funniest. Text exchange I've ever heard about.
Our laughing at this is definitely probably going to upset some people. But it is.
There's going to be somebody who can relate, who's going to be upset. But it's objective.
I have sent this to people who I knew was going to be hilarious. This is probably my most sent text of all time. And then I sent it to people too, like kind of testing the waters, who thought it might be borderline. And everyone is like, ha ha ha, OMG, drops the hammer, blah, 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 blah. So I've never met my super. I've lived there for about six months. Yeah. I've never met him. I don't call him.
Especially with pandemic and shit.
I just don't talk to him. I don't even know what this person looks like.
Right.
I have no idea. And even our text exchange only has two things. One, I texted him actually Sunday because we have a weird thing in my apartment building. And I'm on the second floor, so I'm right by the lobby. And when the Comcast, when the Spectrum cuts out, for some reason it sets off an alarm in our lobby. And
I noticed that.
Yeah.
The light going off. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Very weird. So I texted Sunday night. It went out for a little bit. Actually, we had to watch most of the Super Bowl on a hotspot. But it was, hey, the alarm is going off in the lobby again. No reply. Just, and whatever. I'm like, he's probably like, yeah, when the
fuck you, dude. It's Sunday and I'm out.
When Spectrum comes back on, it'll fucking go off. Tell you. And then yesterday, I said, since I think I told us on the rundown, but I have not had a microwave since I moved into my apartment. Mm-hmm. Just it didn't work night one, and I just don't use the microwave that often, so it didn't really fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, our microwave isn't working. It hasn't since this is at 5:24 p.m. Hey, our microwave isn't working. It hasn't since we moved in, but wasn't an issue until today. Could you come take a look at it when you get a chance? Didn't get a reply, and I was like, he's probably just telling me to go fuck myself again. Like, whatever, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:43, I said, I got a text. Sorry, I'm at the hospital. Let me speak to the manager tomorrow. I said, thank you. Hope everything is okay. At 8:44, right away I just said that. 8:45, he hit back right away. I'm going to repeat my last text again. Thank you. I'm going to go from the top. Sorry, I'm at the hospital. Let me speak to the manager tomorrow. Thank you. Hope everything is okay. Not really. I have cancer on my right kidney. And I was like, oh, come on, man. I never even met you. You're going to put that evil on me? I don't know who you are. I couldn't pick you out of a lineup. And now I have to deal with your goddamn fucking cancer when my microwave isn't working?
I can't make a Hot Pocket, and I gotta deal with you dying.
And then, because I'm such a fucking psychopath, I got in my own head going bananas about what I'm supposed to reply to this fucking text. And the typical thing with someone you know or have met would be, that's awful. What can I do? But I don't know this guy's life. And he might say,
well, he's a crazy, he has no couth, apparently. Right. If he'll just send that in a text message, he might take you up on the offer to do something.
Not something. He might say, yeah, a kidney would be great. Yeah. And then, in order to avoid impolite, impolite, guess who's down a kidney now?
I'll fix that microwave. You just got to give me a spare kidney.
The only reason I haven't given this guy a kidney yet is he hasn't asked. If this guy texts me right now and it's like, you know, I'm pretty down. I'm going to have to take the kidney. Could I have yours? Yes. Fine. Here you go. Because I don't want you to think I'm even a little bit rude. And it is.
Let me tell you this much. The phrase, not really, I have cancer, should never really be uttered. You know, when you really think about that logically, if you're throwing out a not really, it should not be followed by I have a terminal disease. Because that means you're implying, hey, how you? I don't really know. Let me inquire. What's up? Not really. I have cancer. I mean, you just can't do that.
And at least he gave me the specifics. It's on the right kidney. I looked it up. 75% survival rate. If you're going to pick one. Left? Oh, no. I mean, I just in general. Kidney.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. That's like, wow,
if you're going to pick one of the cancers, 75% survival rate sounds pretty high to me.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Like, that's pretty good.
34.
But then, since I didn't know.
No. You know what? Well, yeah. Because I was thinking about my YouTube subscribers. and 75% of you motherfuckers aren't subscribed. So that's a high-ass number. So let's make sure. Let's just get that to 100. Continue.
But then, because I didn't, I didn't know how to reply. And I just fucking stared at the screen for a while. And then I settled on, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, that's just not enough. He's going to think you're being sarcastic. Why he would ever think that, I don't know.
When you said earlier, you're in the mind of a psychopath, yeah. And here we go. This is John agonizing.
And so I was like, he's
going to
think I'm, making fun of him or whatever. And so I fucking, I decided to tack on to the end. I will keep you in my prayers tonight. Like I'm a fucking cartoon child who gets on his knees and says his prayers before he's allowed to get into fucking bed while he's full pajama'd up. And then last night, I said a prayer for the guy because I didn't.
I didn't
think that. I was like, well, if I told the guy I was going to say a prayer, I got to say a fucking prayer for
that. What was the prayer?
I didn't.
What did you say?
I said.
What did you say to yourself? What did you say to God?
Honestly, I basically said what I texted you. Because I had texted it to you and I was like, okay, it's in my head. I'll just stick with that. Like, I texted it to you as a joke, but then really it is a nice sentiment.
He said, where is it? Because you sent a little picture too, right?
Yeah.
You had a little, where is it? Fuck. He said, Dear Lord, Please look after and give him the strength to get through this treacherous battle. Amen. You said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And he sent me
I will admit, I didn't get on my knees. I just did it in bed.
He sent me this little picture. Okay.
It is like, and I feel bad laughing because of course I want him to survive. It's just an insane text to send to someone.
Not really. Never, I got cancer.
You've never met.
No, you can't do that.
Like I have to, now I have to go through my day. I have added stress thinking about my super, who I've never met's cancer, this battle. And I'm like, come on, man. I just got happy 16 hours ago. Can I have a day?
You and your cancer is inconveniencing me and my mental health. Get the fuck out of here.
I have one moon's trip around the earth of being in a good goddamn mood and not having a fucking anxious panic attack.
If you could go back and redo that text, would you just leave it the same or what would you reply?
If I could go back and do it, I'd just fucking deal with my broken microwave. I would never send a text to begin with, Kevin.
I think if someone said, not really, I have cancer, I would just send back the frowny face emoji, not even the actual emoji. I would do colon parentheses, or no, I would just do thumbs down. Oh no, you know what I would do? I would send the GIF of thumbs down guy from Yankee Stadium. Totally bummer, dude. That is a total thumbs down, dude.
It is an absolute bummer. Is the perfect. What a bummer.
I told you to send back, well, probably from a faulty microwave.
Yeah,
that's why you got that cancer.
I heard they give out carcinogens and fucking radioactive waves.
Oh, no, and I also said, well, at least you got two.
And then
I would have wrote back, you got another one. Come fix my fucking microwave, pal. He's probably lying, these fucking scoundrels in New York City, these rat landlords and supers. He's probably like, I don't want to fix this fucking microwave. I don't want to do it anytime soon, so I got to tell this guy something that covers me for the next 6 to 9 months. Every time he texts him now, I got chemo, dude.
I'm never going to text him ever again. Are you kidding me? Next thing I know, it's like, well, my mom just committed suicide. I'm like, well, all right, dude, come on. It's like I just got a light out. I do have to call a super to fix lights because I have tons of lights out.
That are not just light bulbs.
It's like I said, like I can't reach it. It's not just like a regular. Like, I just cannot get up. I'll go buy a ladder. Come on. Well, I live in fucking Kansas.
I told you guys my rule. I said this on the rundown the other day. I'll reiterate it here for the KFC radio people. My rule: never leaving the earth again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave the ground. I'll take a flight. You know, I'll do those things. I'll elevator, whatever. You know, but me personally, I will not be leaving the ground ever.
Yeah, but then I asked you to jump and you almost did.
So I almost did.
Right now, give us a good jump.
But I didn't.
Come on.
And I won't. Nope, not doing it. Not doing it.
I can hit this head up there? Yeah, right?
Yeah, you can. You might. By the way, before you do this, I noticed about like 20 minutes ago, like the whole thing was falling apart. You were stretching your leg and you were like hurting.
I
was
I got a foot cramp after.
Well, yeah, so it's me. So you go ahead and jump and guess what's going to happen?
This is straight up.
Yeah, you're not going to feel good about this afterwards. Also, you better touch it. If you don't touch it, you're bad. Yeah. I was a little scared. Yeah.
That was easy
but
fucking,
you know,
breezy.
Like, shout out to my guy, Tom Segura. You know, like, he got me shook. There's just no reason to leave the ground. What benefit? What did you get from that? Okay, you touched the ceiling. What if you blew out your patella? What?
We got something good. Hit this ad read, and then I'll play it on the screen.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
What do we got, Nick? Drunk Tom Brady? No way!
Yeah!
No way!
Tommy, baby! Fuck yeah!
No way!
Oh my God! This is even happier than yesterday. Brady is fucking shattered, shattered. This man. Oh God, I love him. Oh, I fucking love him. That is awesome. That is some fucking 2006 Lindsay Lohan getting carried out the club shit,
bro.
Yes,
I am astounded right now.
I mean, he wasn't that drunk when he was 23 when he won his first Super Bowl.
John,
Tommy don't know about that boat life. That sun hits you, the beers go down a little faster on a boat.
Dude,
That he looks like Weekend at Bernie's. He is shattered.
Absolutely astounded. I'm speechless. I'm flabbergasted. That not since Tim Duncan stumbling his way out of the club. You remember that one? He had his big fat jeans on and his plaid shirt. He had to get carried out. You know how hard it is to carry out a fucking 7 foot tall Tim Duncan? Tom Brady is like your girlfriend leaving brunch. Tom Brady looks like your girlfriend after bottomless mimosas. Holy shit.
Tom Brady,
you know what? I mean, it's not like a retirement thing because we all know he's just going to keep playing. But this is, I would say, let's call it, I would call it 7 years approximately of Tom, like, letting go. You know what I mean? Like he dealt with Deflategate. He dealt with the Belichick bullshit. He knew he had pressure on him to be like, all right, I got to prove that it was me, not Bill. And he did it. And now he's like, fuck it. I'm drinking. What do you think he drinks? What do you think he got drunk off of?
Wait,
right
did
now?
He throw the Lombardi? This fucking guy! Oh,
bro,
my God.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, wait a minute. What? That's not like the, like, that can't be like the Lombardi, right?
I'm sure it is.
But like the Lombardi? No. Because what if that just went, like, sunk in the water?
It's happened with the Stanley Cup. Yeah, get scuba divers, go get it. The Stanley Cup, there's only one cup. It fell in a lake in Minnesota. I think it was Mike Modano.
That's hilarious.
And it was actually, I don't know. Modano,
who did he throw it to? That's just fans?
No, I think it's another. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that looks like a ragtag group.
Bro, he's shit-faced.
But I bet with the Lombardi, they just made another one. Because the Stanley Cup, there is one cup.
Right, that's
the
Lombardi, what I'm saying. Like, that's why Lombardi. I wonder if that was even like the real one. Like, there's probably one in Cooperstown or Canton already. Tom Brady absolutely obliterated, just blacked. That's so. Wait, go back to that other angle. That's funny. That's great. I think he's just throwing it to fans. That's just fans, bro.
Is it really? Okay, you can say he hides right away, like, whoops, which is a classic drunk move.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ah, fuck, maybe shouldn't have done that one.
I mean, now, whoever caught that looked like pretty jacked. That might be a player.
That's Gronk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Gronk?
Yeah. I mean, that is. There he is. I mean, so what do you think he was drinking?
Oh, another one.
Oh, this is.
Another town angle?
Yeah.
Showed him.
Hold
this
kid.
Whoa!
That is so funny,
dude. It's so weird
he's
how
carrying
like,
what's her name, like Abigail or something, like just daddy's blacked out.
Vivian.
Vivian's just like daddy's hammered. We all getting mouth kisses tonight.
Who among us hasn't played with a child while they were drunk? Like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. That'll be the cold open.
Yeah. You know what I meant. But actually, that is perfect leading into Am I the Asshole?
That's so funny.
Because this is today's first Am I the Asshole. Someone added us on Twitter. It's more of a relationship. We kind of do back and forth with these. But this one is, how do I, 30-year-old male, tell her, 31-year-old female, the truth about my tattoo? So basically this entire year, I've been on the Bucks Brady bandwagon big time, and it's been a blast. I'm a huge Brady fan. Growing up in the GOAT state, watching the GOAT win ring after ring allowed me to grow up with the mindset of a winner. Watching Brady win has become such a huge part of my identity that in honor of him, I went out yesterday and got number 12 tattooed on my arm. This was my first tattoo. My girlfriend has always really been into tattoos and always wanted me to get one. I always told her I wasn't against it, but I wanted to wait for something that was truly meaningful, and she understood. She has a bunch, including a swallow across her rib cage, but I'm not the type of person to permanently mark my body just because I like birds. Instead, it's because I like football players. I came home from the shop yesterday, and I immediately went to show her the tattoo. I prefaced the reveal by saying I finally had found something meaningful enough to me. I unwrapped it. And when she saw the big blue 12 on my arm, she began to cry about how getting a tattoo of the year we started dating is so beautiful and romantic.
The, I know where this is going. You ride it out, brother.
The entire time getting the tattoo, it didn't even occur to me that 2012 was the year we started dating or that she would even make that connection. She was critical of the font, but she was moved by the sentiment. And when she asked me what the color blue symbolized, I just told her it was the blue in her eyes, even though it's clearly Patriots colors.
No, it's too late. No, you can't. Oh, no.
I'm going to have to keep this secret for the rest of my life.
No.
But I don't know how, since I already told my friends that I was getting it done and my brothers. They will definitely want to see next time we're all around together. Not to mention, the number is clearly a football jersey font that my girlfriend will figure out at really any moment now. I'm worried because the implication is that Tom Brady, blah, 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 blah. Too long didn't read. Girlfriend thinks number 12 I got is
honestly,
for the year we started dating.
Straight up, no exaggeration. He has to break up with her.
This is our,
don't
answer,
even laugh.
Our answer for every
don't even laugh.
Question.
Don't laugh. He has to break up with this girl. As much as I jokingly said you have to ride this out forever, you can't, because now you have to tell everyone else. If this girl's in your life and you want to continue this lie, you have to tell everybody else that tattoo's for the year I started dating my girlfriend. You don't get to tell people that it's for Tom Brady anymore.
So now
you have the worst tattoo of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody told me that's first of all, nobody, like, maybe if you got the apostrophe, you know, like, you don't just get the last two digits of the year.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
12 is
right. If you had, like, and it's weird when there's a new century or whatever. If you get, like the little apostrophe and it says 95, you know, it's like, 1995, in the year 95. But, like, 12 is just weird, you know what I mean, when it's, like, low numbers like that. But my point is, you wanted to get a sports tat. And you got it. Your girlfriend hijacked it. And if you want to keep up that lie, you now have to tell everybody, I just got the girl, the year I started dating my girlfriend on there. I mean, that's awful. Or now that you've committed to the lie a little bit by saying, I got like blue because of your eyes. You can't really like tell the truth without looking like the asshole.
See,
I think you have to break up with this girl.
Nope. I'm doing the exact opposite. The end result will be the same. But I am...
We're delaying the inevitable, but, you know.
But I'm intentionally delaying the inevitable because, one, the day where this upcoming season is probably when it will happen. It's when the Buccaneers go to Gillette, and then Gillette's going to have a big spectacle for him. You know, probably maybe retire his number. I don't know. Wouldn't be a crazy move
right,
at all.
Seriously.
Like, And it's gonna be, and then we're going to be sitting on the couch together, and she's going to slowly look over. And
she's gonna put it together.
I'm gonna see the hamster wheel spinning and the hamster putting puzzles
it's gonna be
together.
The hangover with the numbers like popping in Alan's head.
And she's gonna be like, "Wait, that's what that is." And then we're gonna have a massive fight. And just for the rest of my life, that's gonna be a hilarious story.
Right,
telling that revelation.
The day that she understands.
And then she's gonna dump me, and then I don't have to dump her.
Okay,
and that's because there was recently someone at Barstool Sports just got broken up with, and it was someone who did not want to be in a relationship anymore. And they got dumped, and they were upset about this. And I was like, I don't even understand why. Like,
yeah.
And they were like, well, like, I wanted to be the one to end it.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking why?
Yeah.
Like, if someone who I wanted to break up with dumped me, I'd be like,
all good.
He saves me a conversation.
Yeah.
See you fucking later. And so if I know this relationship's done, the onus is on you. I'm Matt Damon in The Departed. You're gonna leave. If this ends, like, you're gonna have to be willing to leave because.
That is fair.
I'm
okay
here.
With that. My larger point is the same. Like, this relationship has to be over.
Mm-hmm.
This tattoo and her jumping. By the way, this girl sucks. If like how narcissistic do you have to be to jump to that conclusion?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And how little knowledge you have to have of football? Like you know what? This woman deserves to be to lose a relationship because she's been dating this man for 8 years, 9 years, whatever fuck out of you do math. And
that's the point.
She has not realized he's that obsessed with Tom Brady. Yes. She doesn't even remember his number.
If you are obsessed enough to get a tattoo of 12 for Tom Brady, you have been watching the games. You have been yelling TB12. You have been doing that whole thing.
She's been fucking bird watching the whole time. She got the sparrow.
Okay. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I forgot that part. I was like, I guess so. I mean that.
She's been busy bird watching to pay even a little bit of attention.
You know what? I'm gonna paint a whole picture. This girl's cheating on him. This girl has been fucking the neighbor. She's been fucking the super with the kidney cancer. She's so out of touch with what her boyfriend actually is into and thinking about and loves. So she must be like preoccupied and distracted. This girl sucks. This relationship is terrible. She doesn't even know your likes and dislikes. She doesn't even know your loves and your passions. She thinks everything's all about her. And you're a pussy for even going along with it. And you should just punch her in that sparrow and leave her. Goodbye.
Stay until she realizes, because that's going to be
awesome.
It's a funny story to tell.
I would actually go as far to say set up some cameras in your house. You know, get like the hidden cameras going 24/7 and just wait for that moment to happen. Because when you can post on the internet like, you know, that moment when my girlfriend, after like 2.5 years of this tattoo, realized that it wasn't for me.
Tom Brady. I'd induce. Like labor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do. So I just go around walking around in a Tom Brady jersey.
Right. And like, I wear Tom Brady jersey all the time. Make her figure it out.
Like,
yeah.
How dumb are you going to be? How much sparrow watching you doing before you realize, hey, these things fucking match perfectly. This guy, my favorite athlete of all time, the greatest drunk exit ever of a Super Bowl parade. It's clearly for him, not you. Suck a bag of dicks.
So how about this? So I texted our guy who knows Tom Brady. So what do you think about your boy being drunk? He says, I don't think he's drunk.
Oh, come on. That's the drunkest person I ever seen.
He said, I'm in a debate. He looks hammered, but honestly, I don't think he is. I think that dude is grabbing him weird. I'm probably wrong, but I just texted a couple guys on the boat asking if they're boozing. Brother. He's shit-faced.
It's the most clear drunk. I mean, the smile, the way. Look, as a guy who's been drunk countless times.
As a guy who's been, like, carried out of places like that.
It is. I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure I look like that.
Let me just say this let me play devil's advocate for the sake of argument, whatever you want to say here. If he's not drunk, whoever that dude is touching him like that, get the fuck off of me. Imagine if me and you were just leaving the bar and I was just like,
just still
like
come walking.
On, baby. Come on. Like, why would anyone?
He
do
holds
that
him up all the way to the car.
Person? That is, I'm gonna write back. This is the dumbest take of all time. Okay. Next up, am I the asshole? This is a doozy of an episode. We're rolling here. We got a lot. Okay. Am I the asshole for applying to be the bachelor? You know, I don't know.
Probably anyway.
You know.
Yeah.
You think maybe there's a couple reasons why, but I don't know. A dude wants to be the bachelor. What's the big deal? So the other day I had nothing to do, and I had really nothing to do, and I ended up pulling up the application to be the next bachelor. It was pretty easy to fill out, and I've always thought it would be a great fit for a multitude of reasons. So I ended up submitting my application. I thought nothing of it. It was like signing up to win a car in the mail, in the mall. Well, my girlfriend, however, thinks differently. And there is the crucial piece of information. She heard me banging away on my keyboard as I was filling out the...
By the way, nothing worse than a loud typer. We have one who sits over by us.
Trent?
No, Casey. And it's infuriating.
Trent, I feel like, is a loud typer, too. But maybe I'm just hearing Casey.
Yeah, you probably are.
Yeah.
And I try and manipulate her. And I always just say, like, sounds like a bunch of fucking cockroaches are coming running over here like that. And then it induces her trypophobia.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep doing that until she fucking stops typing so loud.
You know what we should do? Chop her hands off. This is crazy. He just texted me. I just confirmed with everyone on that boat. He's not drunk. I would bet my mother's life on it.
What? That's crazy. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Can we call him? Would he talk about this or no?
Probably not, but I mean, I don't know. That's insane.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this on the podcast or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I got you on speaker here. We're recording right now. You are an idiot. You're wrong. I mean, dude, he's a drunk person. If he wasn't drunk, why would that guy be holding him?
Right now. Because I'm not sure that's what makes it look funny. I agree.
Yeah.
He looks drunk in that video, but he's not that guy for some reason was like trying to steer him in some direction and Tom was going along with it.
Wouldn't he be like, get the fuck off of me? Like, why are you
in such a good mood? He loves Super Bowl so much.
Yeah, well, yeah, that makes it.
He's just letting this guy. He's like, fine, I'm not going to yell at anyone.
What about, like, I mean,
he's got a buzz. If you're trying to tell me he's not blacked out, I could probably deal with that argument.
But he's got a good buzz on.
Are you saying that when you texted those people that they're not drinking?
He's just so happy. He's just so happy about winning the Super Bowl that he's like on cloud nine.
And you still on his payroll?
I was gonna say, are you back on his payroll? Is that? Well, I mean, he's throwing the Lombardi Trophy. Did you see him do like the peace sign where he's carrying Vivian around? He's like looking all.
That was the video that when I saw it, I said that is not that he's not drunk
because he is goofy like that. That is Tom. Yeah. Like I've seen him do that kind of shit before.
That's like me if I was you got long legs. That's how it goes.
What about like in comparison when he was at like Carnival? Was he drunk then, or was he just dancing like a goofy guy then?
I wasn't working with him then. That was pretty me. That was like 6-7 years ago now. So that was pretty me. But it's all he's a normal guy. When I know no one believes when you say this, but like I'm not saying he's not going to have a drink tonight. But I'm saying that right now, 4 p.m., getting off that boat, seeing those videos, I said right away, he's not that drunk. There's no way.
Wow. Just from having my own eyeballs, would have to bet my mother's life that he is drunk.
You know, if I didn't know it all, I hear you.
Yeah.
I agree, but he just tweeted a video out, so let's watch this right now.
Okay. Just the highlight video. Yeah.
So you can't really tell.
I mean, I have to get confirmation one way or the other on this. Yeah. I must know. But I mean, who would know better than him, you know?
Like, yeah, I mean, just shoot him a text. Be like, you shit-faced right now?
Yeah, ask just straight up. If he's sober, he'll respond.
Send him.
I'm not going to bother him, but I texted people who would know, and I can't.
Text me back when you have, like, full confirmation.
You can send him a text, like, just the starting clip of what's the Drake song? You drunk right now?
Yeah.
Just like
Marvin's room.
Marvin's room. Yeah.
let me know.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's I just can't possibly.
I mean, I believe. I believe him.
But also, like, then add it to the list of like Tom Brady's just the weirdest dude in the world. Let's guys like tickle his armpit walking off a boat. Does a weird peace sign. Just a
do you
goofy
think he maybe thought
guy.
Like he's just like such a crowd of people that he's just like it's other people touching me? Like these are just hands.
The only normal explanation would be that he's drunk. Otherwise, there's no reason for that man to be touching him.
Right.
Goodness. All right, let's. We're running late here. We're running long, so we're just going to get right into voicemails. We'll do a couple more Am I the Assholes later next week to make up for it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Let's go, voicemails. What's up?
Hey, Cassie, Spice, Jackie, Nick. Hey, Cassie, New England Fairweather fan here. 17, by the way. So my question is, do you think it would be more impressive if Brady got traded, or not traded, but was a free agent and left to another team and then won a Super Bowl there, kind of like what LeBron does? Or do you think it would be more impressive if he created another dynasty in Tampa? Like, let's say he won three more.
So another dynasty or another franchise? I would say another.
More impressive?
I would say another franchise.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, obviously, we know now that Tampa Bay is a Super Bowl caliber team. And if he were to just run it back, you know, if they keep that core or maybe even add somebody. But
they're going to add everybody. He is. Like, I think
he probably will have a dynasty.
Yeah. I would, especially because I think we said last time, the NFC South is now Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan, and Teddy Bridgewater. Like, Brady's going to run through that. The Buccaneers are going to run through that. Give me the first seed. I mean, Aaron Rodgers says his future's up in the air. No, it's not. He's going to stay in Green Bay. But I think Tampa is now the cream of the crop of the NFC. I think Mike Evans already told Bruce Arians he'll take less money, make sure the team stays together. Adrian Peterson was on Pat McAfee's show today being like, I want to go down there. Mm. Now, don't get me wrong. Adrian Peterson doesn't really
have. Is Edelman locked up in New England?
Edelman, there is a chance he retires and then unretires.
I was going to say, and Gronk that same like loophole.
Because Edelman did have kind of a vague text, a vague tweet about the New England area, where it's just like you've meant so much to me, kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why on PMT, I think they started the interview with him with like, are you like, Are you ready to come out of retirement? And he's like, what are you guys talking about?
Right.
But the, I think it's more impressive to start another dynasty, and I think he's going to. And I think it was Danny Amendola who was on McAfee or whatever he was
on. But you think it's more impressive to start the dynasty?
Then get traded to another team and win another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more impressive to start another dynasty, to win like three more in Tampa.
I don't think so. Because of what I mean.
Because then you're just creating a new legacy. We're just like, look.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I think it's like cooler. I'm just saying that like if he were to just go to another like 7-9 team and do what he just did. Because like what you just said is it's cool and it is impressive that he is such a presence that
he's a snowball.
Right,
A snowball that turns into an avalanche.
He's like a planet with an orbit, you know, like brings people, a sun with an orbit. But I think.
Planets have orbits too, don't they?
Yeah. But I think if he were to just go to another team that's already not like primed to win a championship and just do that, like if he could do another, year thing again, like go to another 7-9 team, I would love to look at the standings right now and pick a team that's like right there. If he went to like, I don't know, like what would like, or like, imagine if he went to like the Lions, you know what I mean? Like go bring a championship to a team that, you know, needs it. Imagine if he went to the Jets and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be. But like also, I think people forget the Bucks were like a quarterback away. So you'd have to go to a team that's a quarterback away.
True, but they were 7-9, right? Yeah. I mean, like yes, you're right, but and that's
and they weren't necessarily a quarterback away because obviously everyone who scored in the Super Bowl did not play on that team last year.
Mm-hmm.
Every single from the kicker to the fucking tight end to the wide receiver to the running back, none of them played on that team last year.
Right,
but they were. People had said when it started being like a little more. A little more unknown about Brady's future. People were like, Tampa's a good destination for him.
Because it's a good fit.
There's a foundation at least. Right? Yeah. It was he brought in his own mercenaries.
Like, so I'm just looking at like what if, you know, if you went to the 7-9 Vikings and just won a title there. You know, the 8-8 Cardinals. If you went to the Bears actually probably would work. If you went to the, you know, 5-11 Panthers, like that shit to me is
would be impressive. Cooler.
Next up.
KFC
So another update, like there's footage of him getting off the boat back on a dock and he's like walking totally fine, and now the story is that he didn't have his sea legs.
How long? He wasn't out there that long.
So this is him like getting off like a little boat, not like the cruise ship.
That's his boat, $2 million.
So he's like, and now he's just walking on a dock, nobody holding him up, no wobbles, no falling, no nothing. I don't know.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty clear that, you know, he wasn't that fucking drunk. He's standing on a dock, which is harder to walk on than the ground with a sea leg and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, fun movie fact, Johnny Depp, if you watch the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, he walks straight on water. So when he's walking, people think he's fucked up. No, it's the sea legs. It's exactly this.
Johnny Depp.
You know how he walks in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Uh-huh.
If he's on a boat, he walks regular.
Oh, is that he's doing that? Like that's like a little
Easter egg.
When he's
on land, he walks like that. But when he's on water, when he's on a boat, he walks perfectly fine.
God, Johnny Depp is so cool. It's just sad that he's crazy and him and his girlfriend wanted to murder each other. All right, one more voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
KFC Fights, Jackie and the rest of the boys. Just wanted to give a quick shout-out to KFC. That's some of the best content you've ever produced with Barstool, Surviving Barstool. Absolutely love it. Please make a season 2. Fights, quick little sidebar for you. Kind of thought Brianna looked like that one fraternity formal date that looked like she'd fuck up someone at the rest of the dates there. Thought you might enjoy that. Any case, top five for you boys. I know Sad Boy season's over with.
Not yet.
What are the top five songs or albums that you would describe the last 10 years of your life? They could be either
whatever you want, but they can't be from the same album or whatever. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and viva.
Okay. I don't know what that sidebar about you was.
I had no idea. Rihanna looked like
something about
us.
Brianna.
Oh, Chicken Fry looked like a prom date?
A sorority girl, a sorority formal. But what did that have to do with you?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I have the New Orleans story, but that involved a sorority girl from Brazil.
Whatever. That's a good question. I don't know if I can think of it on the spot.
Was it the last?
I'm just going to say like one album. I think he's in the top fives or whatever. But like the music that describes the last
10 years of your life?
Yeah, let's call it five though. 10's a long time. I mean, 10's like, you know, that's like my entire time at Barstool. Last 5 years of my life.
So I'm thinking about like the albums I listen to the most, but it's not that.
No,
it's the
music that like describes your life the most.
Damn it, that's fucking really hard.
I need an album.
I mean, Jason Isbell. That's like was it Northeastern? Northeastern. I forget what name it is, but I mean that one's definitely up there.
I need an album that is just like absolute catastrophic train wreck.
The last 5 years of your life, yeah. What's Pink's one? What's the one with Pink where it's like, fuck, I forget. You and your hand.
I don't care for your hand. It's just you and your hand tonight again. You're much better at singing Hannah Montana.
I don't know what you mean. You think I can break someone's speakers?
No. Tigger's gone on long enough.
Actually, go really high.
Yeah. That was probably thoroughly not enjoyable for the listener.
Oh my god!
That's the cold open.
I need like an album that is not even like the music. I need it like one of like Eminem's like bad albums when he was like on drugs and fucked up and like losing his kid, like all that shit. I don't need the music to be the way. I need like the artist to have been a train wreck.
Ah, okay.
Or like it's gotta be like some other artist who was like there's more like Britney, like a Britney album when she was going crazy sort of thing. Or like who's an artist who's just a wreck?
Eminem, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Actually, it's all of them.
Yeah, usually everybody has like an album or two that's like, oh, that was my bad phase.
They're all
bad
like,
time.
I don't remember recording that album.
Yeah, yeah. I think he does say that about Relapse, which I think would make sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be it for me.
I also have Counting Crows, August and Everything After. I always have that on every album list ever. It's one of the best albums of all time. Maybe the best album of all time.
You think that describes your life?
Yeah, but I don't fucking, like, what do you mean describes my life? I don't know what I've done in the last 5 years.
Yeah, your life's
I don't
pretty,
have a fucking clue.
Pretty, it's pretty, like, you know, it's just pretty level.
Every single day is the same day.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It is. You have not, like, you've had, like, you know, new relationships, new apartment, but, like,
I don't know. It's all the same.
Same shit.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's insane. It just doesn't. Like, there's no way life changes this little. Fucking insane. Like, there's just, like,
I love it.
I don't know. What's fucking Eiffel Tower? The I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die. If I was green, I would die.
If I was green, I would die. Da ba dee
da ba die. I have no idea how that describes my life, but
that song
just
absolutely thumps.
Popped into my head.
Do you think it was, did you actually think it was I'm green, or did you just go with the da ba dee, you know?
No, I said I'm green. Is it not I'm green?
I think it's I'm green, but people think it's I'm, if I was blue, I would die. And I think it's just da ba dee da ba die.
I'm blue. If I was green, I would.
I mean, this album or this song, 315. This guy, 315 million streams on that. The next one's at 8. Like, yeah, talking about a one fucking hit wonder.
The that song and Chumbawamba Thub Thumper was the really the peak of nonsense music.
can you imagine being like a, you know,
just
like
words
like
that don't
a
mean
poet
anything.
Type of like writer, you know, like a lyricist, and then that goes fucking viral. Like, oh my god!
I mean, the Beatles did it too. Abubi da, da bi di, obla di, obla ga, obla ga. I don't know. I haven't heard the song.
I don't even know that song. I don't know.
Obla di, obla da, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, obla di, obla da. Yeah, yeah, that song sucks. Fuck the Beatles. All right. That's it. See you next week. I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. 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 Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.